Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute 2.0, and I am your host David Guerra. Today is June 19. And on this day in 1953, the trial against the Rosenbergs, Ethel and Julius, began on March 6, 1951, and from the beginning, the trial attracted a high amount of media attention and generated a largely polarized response from observers, some of whom believed the Rosenbergs to be clearly guilty and others who asserted their innocence. After being accused of handing atomic secrets to Soviet agents and individuals acting as intermediaries between the Rosenbergs and the Soviet Union, throughout the trial itself, both Rosenbergs asserted their right to the Fifth Amendment not to incriminate themselves whenever asked about their involvement with the Communist Party, of which they were members. Then on March 29, 1951, the Rosenbergs were convicted and sentenced to death under Section 2 of the Espionage Act. The judge during the trial, Judge Irving Kaufman, noted that he had held them responsible not only for the espionage, but for the deaths of during the Korean War, since the information leaked to the Russians was believed to help them develop the A-bomb and stimulate communist aggression in Korea. The Rosenbergs stoically maintained their innocence throughout the length of the trial and appeals. However, on June 19, 1953, they were both executed by electric chair. There you have it. One piece of Cold War history as it happened on June 19, 1953. I am David Guerra, and until tomorrow, goodbye.